Welcome to this prayer. I'm Daniel, and I created this daily effective prayer because I know that prayer isn't just a habit. It's how we connect with the God of miracles. Now, before we pray, I just want you to know that I'm a real person with real faith. And I believe that when we pray, things are going to shift in the spiritual realm in your life. All I ask you to do is to agree with me as I pray over you. Open your heart, stand in faith with me, and let's believe for God's power to move in your life today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we gather together and come into agreement in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Where two or more are gathered, there you'll be in the midst of us. And anything we agree upon as touching, you will surely do. Father, in Jesus' name, there's no distance in the Spirit. And we thank you for the person I'm praying for who desires this prayer to you. Heavenly Father, today, I thank you that they are not ordinary. You created them with purpose stitched into every part of their being. Before they ever breathed their first breath, you had already mapped out a destiny filled with hope, promise, and power. I declare that this very day, the person I'm praying for is stepping into the authority you've already placed inside of them. Because according to Luke chapter 10, verse 19, you said, "Behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Lord, too often life tries to beat us down, convincing us that we are powerless, but not today. I pray that you would open their eyes wide, like a sunrise cutting through the fog, to see who they really are in Christ. Remind the person I'm praying for that they're not meant to tiptoe through life like victims, but to stand tall like a warrior, clothed in grace and armed with truth. In agreement, we ask you to shake loose every lie the enemy has whispered in the dark and flood their mind with the light of your scriptures. As they move through today, Father, help them to walk courageously, not timidly, not second-guessing, but fully convinced that you are working through them. Like a king walking through their castle or a lion ruling their territory, may they carry the deep, unshakable awareness that they are representatives of your kingdom. Just like Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Let that strength rise up fresh in them right now, in Jesus' name. Every room they walk into today, let the atmosphere shift because your Holy Spirit is alive in them. Where there's confusion, let them bring clarity. Where there's fear, let them carry peace. Where there's discouragement, let their words be like fresh water for a thirsty soul. And when the enemy tries to intimidate or overwhelm the person I'm praying for, help them remember they are clothed in your armor, not their own strength. Lord, let their prayers today not just be quiet hopes tossed into the wind, but weapons forged in heaven that strike with precision. When they speak, let chains break. When they pray, let strongholds shatter. When they move, let the darkness retreat. Give the person I'm praying for a new boldness to speak your word over their life, their family, and their circumstances without backing down or shrinking back. Even if they may feel tired or when results seem delayed, remind them that faith isn't built on what's seen, but on trusting you who never fails. If impatience knocks, whisper that you are still moving. If fear tries to sneak in, speak over them that they are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Help the person I'm praying for live today like a prayer warrior who knows that the battle is already won. Father, bless their coming and going. Bless the work of their hands, the thoughts of their mind, and the desires of their heart that line up with your will. As they walk in authority today, let them leave footprints of peace, courage, healing, and freedom wherever they go. Thank you, Lord, that the prayers of the person I'm praying for carry weight, their words carry light, and their steps are ordered by your mighty hand. As I close this prayer, I declare that no weapon formed against them will prosper, and that you will bring beauty from every broken place they surrender to you. Their life is a living testimony that walking in the authority of the believer isn't just a theory. It's a living, breathing reality. In agreement, we seal this prayer over their life today with complete confidence, knowing that what you start, you finish, and that victory already has their name on it. We believe and receive everything we've prayed and give you glory in advance, for this prayer is answered. In the wonderful and precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Daily Effective Prayer Podcast. This is Daniel, the creator and founder of this online prayer ministry. I pray you are blessed by this prayer. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast right now so you don't miss a single prayer that I upload. Share this prayer with someone you care about. If you want to submit a prayer request to me or find out more about my prayer ministry, click the link in the description of the show notes. God bless you, and thanks again for listening.